Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Pat.
Welcome back from the West Coast and the Mountain States and your trip out to Sundance. How'd everything go?
Well, really good. We had a wonderful marketing experience, both in Los Angeles with some of the major studios, but also at Sundance, where we find a lot of very prolific younger filmmakers tend to congregate, and we get into their ears about shooting in Western New York. And it's been real profitable for us. And in fact, we, you know, I think we got a couple of movies that, or at least certainly a bunch of scouts are headed to Buffalo and Niagara Falls and Western New York to sort of see what we have to offer.
So when you were talking to the folks in L.A., was that more of a the old guard of the business, not the new dynamic producers?
You know, it's kind of a thing that you really have to do. You just sort of, you know, it's a courtesy call mostly. But, you know, the real growth business in Western New York are the indie movies, you know, the ones that are not studio films. It's always great to have Teenage Turtles come through, or, you know, so many of the other great movies that, you know, the franchise movies that we've seen in upstate New York. But, you know, the indies are really the thing that gives us steady business here.
We've talked for so long now about marketing, the marketing efforts, getting Western New York recognized around the country by the film industry. How is that affecting homegrown production? Is there an upswing in local production and benefits from all the things that are going on?
Yeah, there really truly is, and I think you hit the nail on the head. There's, you know, it's easier to make movies now, so people have the tools, and they have the ability, and they have the talent, and we're very fortunate in Western New York to have the talent probably even exceed, you know, what other cities have. I look at some great local filmmakers, like Peter McGinnis, for one, has made some real masterpieces, you know, Queen City and Buffalo Bushido, and he's working on one now, Bubble Girl, that's going to be out soon. And, you know, he's a guy who just loves his hometown, paints, you know, the picture. You know, he uses Buffalo as his canvas, and truly employs people and makes these movies. And then he gets them distributed, too, which is really pretty neat, you know. And we've had others. Kyle Mecca's a great example, young guy from Tonawanda who, you know, is one of our crew guys. We see him a lot on, you know, doing, working on the crew of movies that come through town. But he also wrote and directed a movie called Dwelling, a kind of a horror thriller thing that got distribution, and it's, you know, available out there now, and it's really, really good. And we have another local filmmaker, Greg Robbins, who just recently was in the news because he was inspired, I think, by the drug epidemic that's occurring here in Erie County in Western New York, and inspired to write a little short film. Worked with the mayor and the Buffalo Police Department, and, you know, this little film called Blink of an Eye is now produced, and, you know, it's about a young girl who injures her knee and, you know, gets addicted to pain medication and then, you know, falls prey to heroin, and it's a horrible thing that's all too common that we see, I think, in the area now, but he's really, you know, used his talents as a director and got others to volunteer for this project, and I'm just anxious to see the final product because I think it'll change lives and maybe save a few.
Well, that would be a wonderful thing. Well, Tim, we're out of time. Always nice to have you in.
Pat, it's always a privilege to be hanging with you.
My guest is Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I'm Pat Feldball, and you're listening to Press Pass on WBFO.